very pleased to have Chef Ben Bailey on the show. He is in season two of A New Zealand Food Story, where he travels all over Aotearoa looking at the history behind our produce. Ben joins me now. Kia ora, Ben.
How are you?
I'm really good. Nice to talk to you, sir. Like, you don't have enough things to do, right? How many restaurants do you have now?
We have five venues now, and we've got one more opening middle of the year.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. But this is sort of connected to your restaurants, right? Because you're meeting some of the people who you buy and serve food from.
Yeah. And it's even goes further than that. We're trying to make New Zealand food famous on the world stage. We've got a great food culture here, and it's just about presenting that and showcasing it.
Give me some examples. I love butterfish. I was saying earlier, I only have ever been able to buy them in Wellington. I think people used to spear them off the south coast, but you went looking for them, eh?
Yeah, it's probably one of my most favourite stories. That's going next Saturday. You'll be able to watch that one. And we visit this guy called Tim Barnett. And, you know, spearfishing has got to be one of the most sustainable ways to fish. I mean, you know, the diver goes down, sees the fish that he wants to take, and he takes it. So there's no bycatch, zero bycatch. And also he targets the male butterfish because the females are the breeders. So Tim Barnett, he's won all the awards that you can win as a spear fisherman, and now, you know, they're just allowing spear fishermen to be able to fish commercially, which seems crazy because it is the most sustainable way to fish. Butterfish are also vegetarians, so they only eat seaweed, so they're actually very hard to catch on a line. But a wonderful fish. It's just one of New Zealand's best.
You've got an ex-All Black popping up in your show as well.
Yeah. you know, far out. So Glenn Osborne, you know, Wanganui's favourite son, he teaches us, you know, fishing for eel. Eel is such an underrated product. You know, I've always struggled with it in the restaurant, how to prepare it. So Glenn takes me through it step by step. And now we actually have it on the menu already at Ahi. So very high in omega-3s, a beautiful fish. It's very fatty. And it's one of those fish, it's sort of like a juxtaposition. You know, you think eels live in the mud, but the actual flesh is super clean and very white. It's sort of like flounder, which we also feature on the show. Flounder is... it lives in the mud, but then it tastes so clean and fresh. So sort of trying to focus on products that are not mainstream. It should be, you know, more widely eaten in New Zealand, but often, you know, we choose snapper instead of flounder.
Do you enjoy going and hunting the stuff down yourself?
You have to, I think. Like, as you know, where do you draw inspiration from as a chef? Do you like scroll for Instagram, or you look at the people around you, or you look at the season? But really, when you go out there and you harvest the product and walk the land, you talk to the people that grow, harvest, hunt, forage, fish, you start talking to them and the ideas come. So I think especially a chef that's my age, you know, like it's where the creative process starts. And then when you serve that food or prepare that food at the restaurant, you're able to articulate the story better, and so it's become essential, really. And I'm just very blessed we're able to make a TV show at the same time.
Yeah, I reckon it will really appeal to people who like a show like Country Calendar, because you get out and about, you get some stories that no one's really come across before. And I'll just remind people, it's on Saturdays 4:30 on TVNZ One, but you can watch it on demand as well. Really interested in tomorrow's episode, because you're looking at bobby calves, who are probably the unlucky ones in the New Zealand farming system. But Alan McDermott is doing something about that.
Yeah, it's you know, the dairy industry. I mean, we're both from the Waikato, Jesse, so we know all about the dairy farms. And unfortunately, veal, that's what it turns into. But bobby calves are basically a byproduct of the dairy industry. But you know, in Europe, veal is a highly prized product, high value as well. So Alan's doing a great job of sort of, I don't want to say the word rescuing, because they're not getting rescued, but, you know, these bobby calves have a better life rather than going to pet food or to some other byproduct like gelatin and all these other things that our food industry does. So these animals get raised with their mothers, They go out onto the grass and they get to a certain weight and they get turned into a high value product. So there's some really interesting stories like that on the show where, you know, as New Zealanders, we should really look at changing the way we eat and diversifying the products that we purchase at the supermarket.
1 minute left. Can you tell me about turkey rhubarb?
Turkey rhubarb. That's left field. So turkey rhubarb is a sorrel, and my chickens love it. Actually, it grows wild all over in my garden. So it's a heart shaped leaf, that sorrel leaf. It tastes like lemons, but it's. I guess when you eat, I guess the name might come from rhubarb. You know, when rhubarb, you eat the stalk when it's really kind of acidic.
Yeah.
So I think that's where the name comes from. But I've just picked a whole lot yesterday and threw it to the chooks.
Yeah, and that'll be reassuring for people who maybe don't eat so much meat, that you actually do cover this forager, Nathan McKenzie, who takes you through some samphire and native ferns and this turkey rhubarb. Good on you, Ben. Love your food.
You.
Love your work. And thanks so much for telling us about the new show today.
Thanks, Jesse. Thanks for your time, mate.
Ben Bailey, TVNZ 1:30 tomorrow and Saturdays, and then you can find it on demand, and there's a replay on Duke, the TV channel, 9:30 on a Sunday night.